that's the guy that hurt Uncle Dale. Why is he here? How can they be friends now?
Uncle Dale forgave him just like God wanted him to. I'm Zach, and this is listener-supported Keys for Kids. Has somebody ever hurt you so bad that you didn't think you could ever forgive them? Well, remember this. You hurt Jesus very badly, too, with the wrong things that you've done. We all have. But Jesus still loved you so much that he forgave you, and now he wants you to forgive others, too. Listen to Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Our story today is called Who Does It Hurt? Part 2. You brought my favorite board game, exclaimed Hattie and Cleo's uncle when they came to visit him in the hospital. The girls happily set it up, and they were playing when a man entered the room. Hi, Kyle, said Uncle Dan cheerfully. Hattie, Cleo, meet Kyle Turner. The girls smiled and waved. Kyle comes to see me every day, and we read the Bible together, Uncle Dale explained. Don't let me interrupt you, said Kyle. I have some errands to run. I'll come back in a little while. That's fine, said Uncle Dale. Don't forget. No chance, Kyle called on his way out. The girls were silent for a moment. Kyle Turner, murmured Hattie. She frowned. I know that name. He's the man who caused your accident, isn't he? She looked at her uncle. Why are you friends with him? It's his fault you can't walk. I was really angry right after the accident, admitted Uncle Dale. Then I read Colossians 3:13 during my devotions one day. He picked up his Bible from the bedside table. Here, Cleo, will you find that verse in my Bible? Cleo quickly found the verse. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Not too long after I read that verse, Kyle came to my room, said Uncle Dale. I sure had a grievance against him, but he asked me to forgive him. Uncle Dale cleared his throat. God helped me do that and use the accident to help both Kyle and me grow in our relationship with Jesus, he said quietly. Hattie had tears in her eyes. I just don't think I can forgive Kyle, she said. Is there something wrong with me, Uncle Dale? Nothing God can't cure, her uncle assured her. You love me and don't like to see me hurt. That's natural. Forgiving isn't always easy, but we can depend on Jesus for help. He forgave us for all our sins, and he gives us the power to forgive others, even when it's hard. Uncle Dale smiled. I know. Why don't you guys stay for my Bible study with Kyle? I'd like you to get to know him better. The girls glanced at each other. Well, okay, said Hattie, and Cleo nodded. Well, what about you? Has someone hurt you so badly that you feel like you just couldn't forgive them? Remember that you've done wrong things too, but if you trust Jesus as your Savior, he's forgiven you even though you don't deserve it. Show others the forgiveness that comes from Jesus by forgiving them when they hurt you. And, by the way, if you're struggling with hurt that someone has caused you, talk to a trusted adult about it. Our key verse is Colossians 3:13.
Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
And our key thought today, forgive others as Christ forgave you. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.